call the meeting to order. Chair will bring House File 959 up before us again. After Representative Bills approves the minutes. Representative Bills, if you look at the minutes. Any discussion? All those in favor of the minutes, say aye.
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 That's passed. And the clerk will take the roll. I'm going to bring up for reconsideration, I'll move that we bring up for reconsideration Amendment A1 that we adopted last week. I'm going to bring it up for reconsideration and remove it from the bill because in the next amendment we've made a couple more corrections that we don't want to duplicate. Is there, Representative Hausman, any discussion on that? Seeing no discussion. Representative Daniel, did you have a question?
No.
Okay. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That prevails. Mm. Then we will move to an author's amendment. It's marked A14-1. Most of this is technical. On the first page with dealing with the Coon Rapids Dam, there have been some discussions and agreements and changes to those agreements. We have one more small change which was too late to get printed. So if you work with me here on line 1.17, we're going to delete provides for and insert identifies future. On page, on line 18, 1.18, delete joint, and after the word operation, comma, and insert responsibilities. No comma. What this does will allow Three Rivers and the DNR to form a joint powers board and discuss the future operation of that powers board and the ownership, etc. Allows them to talk about that. Representative Hackbar.
Could you repeat how that's going to read then?
I'll try. I'll start from line 1.14. The Commissioner of Natural Resources must enter into a joint powers agreement with the Three Rivers Park District that identifies future ownership and operation. It should be and responsibilities of the dam by the Park District and the Commissioner. Okay. Operation responsibilities. There's no answer. Is that clear for you, Representative Hackworth?
So there's no comma?
No. This is something that the DNR agrees with. They brought the language forward, and Three Rivers Park is okay with this for now. Representative Hackworth?
Thank you, Chairman. You said the DNR brought this language to you. Who from the DNR brought this to you?
Kent Lacasmo brought it to me with after a conversation he had with the commissioner of the DNR. Is Mr. Lacasmo here?
Yeah.
Could you come up, please? Would you identify yourself for the tape and explain what we're doing?
Mr. Chairman, Kent Lacasmo, Director of Capital Investment for DNR. And as far as we're doing... What, Mr. Chairman? I was out in the hall.
With regard to, I offered an oral amendment according to your email this morning per your discussion with the Commissioner of the DNR. Did you or did you not talk to the Commissioner of the DNR?
Mr. Chairman, yes, I did. And he had concerns over the phrase joint ownership. And that, and we understand that to do this project and move it forward rapidly, we need a joint powers agreement with the Park District, and that we would address the future ownership and maintenance responsibilities with them as part of the development of that joint powers agreement.
and the commissioner is okay with this?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Representative Hackbarth, any further questions? Any more Representative Hauser?
To another section of the bill.
Oh, I wanted to finish the oral amendment first. Any further discussion on the oral amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. I'll keep going through the bill further. The next section deals with flood hazard mitigation grants. Pardon? Yeah, language change. And trail connections also deals with, I believe that was the Rukavina amendment that we did not take the other day. That's incorporated in there. It doesn't spend any more money. Hennepin County Medical Center, a language change. The Alpha building demolition, a number change, which with the next section about the storage and maintenance building, the numbers still add up to the total, the same total. They don't change anything. And the Fort Snelling Upper Bluff language change. And the last section is dealing with dam renovation and removal. Language change for the DNR, and it doesn't add any more money. Representative Hall.
Thanks for the reminder that new language on page 4 was part of that Rukavina amendment. The when you delete the language about matching local contribution, does that mean that that is would be insufficient to finish the project? I mean, if there isn't an assumption of a local match, does that mean what? Maybe that's why they add the language or part of.
Representative Rukavina just left the room, so I'm not sure. Ms. Dyson, do you know? Ms. Dyson.
Mr. Chair and Representative Hausman, you're correct. The $950,000 would not be enough, is my understanding, to do the entire project as originally envisioned. So the change that says all or part of 19 Mile is intended to allow them to do discrete phases as they can with the money that's available. And then the change of Bearhead to Vermilion, I guess, reflects the realignment of the trail with the acquisition of Vermilion State Park.
Representative Holden. Some calls. Oh, it looked like you wanted that.
No, I'm just listening carefully.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on that amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A14-1 amendment say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. There are a couple of more amendments. The A16 is, Representative Hansen, is that yours?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Mr. Chair, could I was a little slow following along, but I did have a short oral amendment to the A14, if I could. Which would you prefer? Should I do the written one?
Chair will move the A14-1 amendment for reconsideration. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
No? Okay, we have the A14-1 back in front of us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, on line 3.1, I would like to add the words, and South St. Paul.
Could you explain why?
Mr. Chair, in the earlier testimony, we had a discussion, I think I had talked with you about when the governor had come to South St. Paul in January, there was issues with two pumps in the levee system and where the old stockyards were, and that those pumps were failing, that the Army Corps had said that some of the criteria for assuring that the levee was sound related to those pumps, and that the levee was not sound because those pumps were old and not working. One of the earlier versions that we discussed, I believe that South St. Paul was in an amendment, and we actually talked to about it in committee. And so I know we're going back and forth here on the language, but I wanted to include because that had been included in one of the earlier versions, those two pumps, and we had talked about it as well, in the levee system there that relate to the integrity of the dike.
Would the DNR please come up and give us some advice? Mr. Lockesmo.
Mr. Chairman, Kent Lockesmo from DNR. The section on amendment A14 that's being referred to is the laws of 2006, and it's providing an extension of that appropriation, as you see on lines 3.26 to 3.28. So this amounts to only $660,000, and the South St. Paul project is a good project. We're planning on funding that out of the $28 million new appropriation without being listed.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Then I withdraw that oral amendment.
Thank you. Representative Hansen withdraws that oral amendment. Any further discussion on the A14-1 amendment? Seeing none, we're going to try this one more time. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Now we have an amendment, A16, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your patience on this. The A16 amendment, it keeps the total appropriation for the bill the same, but it phases the Coon Rapids Dam into two parts. This is an urgency bonding bill. I believe that the Coon Rapids Dam can be phased into two parts, and that there's a greater urgency when we're dealing with floods, that we have the appropriation for flood damage mitigation, but also prevention. And therefore, I include $10 million that when we split the Coon Rapids Dam into seven, and we could do 10 next year, and we would have 10 this year, that would bring in 1.6 federal dollars from the Farm Bill for a wetland restoration that would help with preventing floods. So I would move the A16 amendment.
Any discussion?
And I would ask for roll call, Mr. Chair.
Representative Swedzinski.
You know, is this, from the chair's standpoint, is it, where does this stand? You know, obviously we've been told that the project needs to take precedence as far as the Coon Rapids Dam. You know, I would say that, you know, this, if that is a true focus, let's finish the dam and let's be done with it as far as the finances are concerned. And
yes, my conversation with the governor a couple months ago, discussion of the Coon Rapids Dam, he felt that it rose to the level of we need to do it as an emergency, get it off our plate and fully fund it and do it as quickly as possible. I personally am still going to stick with that. You have a good amendment here. I don't have a problem with that. But at this point, I would like to keep the bill with the $17 million for the Coon Rapids Dam and hope and pray that there will be a bonding bill following this one when we will then take care of what you're doing. Representative Hausman.
Mr. Chair, I'm less and less confident of that as every day goes by. As you may recall, the entire amount for RIM was vetoed last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anytime you have a bonding bill, the only way it can be even discussed at the table later is if it comes forward somewhere. And at least we would be moving both the issue of the Coon Rapids Dam and the RIM dollars into further conversation. If they don't move out of here, then unfortunately we lose the opportunity to talk about this. And I know there has been huge support in the community for additional RIM funding.
Any further discussion? Representative Skousen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And in my mind, I agree with what Representative Hausman said. This is flood prevention, and as I understood what Mr. Lockesmo said at the last meeting, the $28 million, I mean, to me it doesn't matter where it goes. It could go in the $28 million or it could go in the $17 million. But what I understood in testimony at the last hearing was that what we're doing here in this, what we called flood hazard mitigation grants, is we're buying properties that are in the floodplain. So what he said, and he may want to correct it, what he said was, we'll buy the lowest house first. So we're buying properties rather than preventing further flooding. To me, the RIM dollars is the only money that we could possibly spend to prevent upstream, hold upstream money, water, so that we're not flooding further properties in the floodplain. To me, it doesn't make any sense to spend $28 million or $25 million, whatever it ends up being, buying up properties that are in the wrong place when we could be preventing floods upstream. So I think it's of prime importance that we prevent floods upstream.
Mr. Chair, you know, part of the relevant conversation on this amendment perhaps should be the conversation that Representative Carlson and you and I had with Ms. Zevers after the last meeting, because what I understand, and this is why I have really no hope or faith that there's going to be another bonding bill beyond this, and that is after this money in this bill, my understanding was that the what we understood then, there would be only an additional, what was it, $4 million or so for any other remaining bonding, for anything anybody might have been promised. And so, and that's the ways and means bottom line. So we have to, at a certain point, understand that we have severe limitations in terms of what we're able to bring forward. If it's possible to split one project and phase it in order to move, at least for the sake of conversation, it allows this committee to make the case for further conversation.
Any further discussion? Representative Carlson.
Just to reinforce what Representative Houseman and Representative Hansen are saying, that as you move forward with the bill and getting the contract committee, it keeps both issues on the table. And it wouldn't be the first time that we've strategized in that way. Because there will be a new number, hopefully, when you get in the conference committee that will be decided upon. As we sit here now under the House budget resolution, we don't really have much to work with at all without future cancellations. So I would encourage ES vote to keep both projects alive as we move forward.
Well, Representative Carlson, I respect your strategy. I wasn't included in that strategy until now, and my strategy was to get the Coon Rapids Dam fully funded and off our plate and move on. I still believe there probably will be some sort of bill following this one. I still have hope and faith.
Chairman, I haven't talked to anybody about the strategy, so you weren't left out.
Okay.
What you hear is what you hear right now.
You weren't talking to yourself, were you, Representative Carlson? Representative Dreskowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have finally officially caught up to where we're at. But, Mr. Chair, I struggle with the amendment to the amendment. I struggle with the Coon Rapids Dam being in the bonding bill. Both of these are instances, again, of projects and activities that can be and should be funded out of legacy dollars, for which we collect $280 million from the taxpayers every year. I struggle with us going further into debt to pay for these things when they should be paid for somewhere else. Debt service is the fastest growing part of our state budget. It's 46% growth or something like that. $1.2 billion in debt service this next biennium projected. The first time we've gone over $1 billion in our history. We've got to take a close look at what we're doing and be financially responsible about what we're doing. And I don't think going these two directions does that.
Any further discussion? Representative Hansen.
Mr. Chair, and I wanted to just note, if you wanted to take a look on the top of the amendment, the time and the date. So I apologize for not including you in any strategy, but the amendment got drafted about half an hour ago, and saw Representative Houseman about 5 minutes before the committee. So there was no huge strategy, but we've all been through conference committees before, and we all feel very strongly about this. To know that the RIM dollars can work and that our agencies can get the those projects in the ground. We've been doing that. We've been doing that with floods before. And we often know that projects can be phased. We want to keep these two things alive as we move on, and that's why I'm here.
Representative Hansen, I do understand that, and I just want to reiterate the fact that I've discussed this with the governor, and he approves of the direction this committee is taking. I've also discussed with leadership, and they fully supported the direction this committee is taking. So a roll call has been requested. The clerk will take the roll.
Representative Howells?
No.
Representative Scott? Representative Bannion?
No.
Bills?
No.
Carlson?
Aye.
Clark? Drazkowski?
No.
Fabian?
No.
Hansen?
Yes.
Hackbarth?
No.
Hausman?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Kreisel?
No.
Lanning?
No.
Aline?
Yes.
Myra?
No.
Nornis?
No.
Rukavina? Scalzi?
Yes.
Swazinski?
No.
Ward?
Yes.
Scott?
No.
Sorry.
There are 7 ayes and 12 noes. The motion does not prevail. There's another amendment in the packet. A8, is that Representative Ward?
Yes, Mr. Chair, that's mine. There should be 2 more actually in the packet, I hope.
Representative Ward, there is, but I'm doing them one at a time. Okay.
Well, Mr. Chair, A8, we talk about an emergency bonding bill, and I guess the word emergency, as has been stated in this committee before, Mr. Chair, is in the eyes of the beholder. And when you come from a district that has some of the highest unemployment in the state, along with some of the slowest economic growth in the state, as you well know, Mr. Chair, being from that area, you know, that is an emergency. So, Mr. Chair, this Quirino Lake State Trail expansion, in my opinion, is an emergency kind of project to help us recover jobs and economic growth in our area. We are opening a mountain biking trail in the Quirino Rec area, which was a former bonding project, Representative Hausman, about 2 years ago, and that has come to fruition, and the response to that project has been remarkable as far as job and economic growth for our area, and this would provide us, Mr. Chair, with a opportunity to continue to grow jobs and economic growth in our area. So I'd ask for the support of the A8 amendment.
Representative Ward, we have discussed this prior, and I did tell you what my statement would be. I can't even see you over there behind the big one. And
Mr. Chair, that's all right.
The chair's going to do something. I totally support what you're doing, but the chair's going to do something I've never done, I don't like doing. But I'm going to say that your amendment is out of order because you're adding $1 million to the bill. And in my discussions with Representative Carlson, Representative Hausman, and others, we have to leave here at the specific number we have. Anything more than that, we can't send it to Ways and Means because we will be out of balance. So if we vote for this amendment and put it on, we might as well adjourn because we will not be able to send this to Ways and Means unless we take something away from someplace else.
Well, Mr. Chair, just a couple of quick comments on that. At the last committee meeting, I had remember hearing that there was about $45 million or $40 million that we thought was going to be available for a future bonding project, and if we have a future bonding bill. And that is in question as I continue to hear. But now I just heard something about $4 million being available, perhaps. This is a $1 million, so would that not fall under the guise of the $4 million that it might be available?
I have not heard, Representative Ward, about this $4 million. That's, again, news to me this morning. I know that we have the $45 million that's in the, currently in the bill and some language changes. That fits. That works. We know we can send that to Ways and Means. If I were you and we discover that those are those issues, we could certainly, you could have somebody do something in Ways and Means if you would like. We'll discover that. But Representative Ward, if we were to bring this up today, I would recommend a no vote. I don't think your amendment would prevail, and I do like the project. You'd have a negative record on the vote on this. I don't know that you'd want that, but if you want to move forward with it, that's your prerogative.
Mr. Chair, I guess I, at that, having heard that, and when we do have the second bonding bill, Mr. Chair, I know you'll make this project a priority, I would appreciate that. And so, with that in mind, I'll pull the A8.
Representative Hausman.
And Mr. Chair, just to give further impetus to keep this on the radar screen, I was visited by the people in that region of the state, and they really do have as their economic development plan, building on the assets they have, and that includes the natural resources. They know that other things haven't worked for them, and they believe this is a way to build their part of the state. And more people, if you recall, a couple of meetings ago, we had the other trail group testify, and they talked about it also from the perspective of their local economy. We understand, I think, trails in a way that we didn't early on. And we started this session with a strong commitment to jobs and the economy. And I know you and I both agree that the bonding bill is part of that, that initiative for jobs and the economy. And clearly in greater Minnesota, in those communities, they've come to understand the role that state trails play for them. So just underscore keeping this on the radar.
Well, Representative Hausman, I was a co-author of the original piece that went up there. I was with Representative Ward at a function they had. I agree with them 100%, and part of it's in my district. I don't like doing this any more than anybody else does, but that's the way we're going to do it today. Representative Ward, there is another amendment. I'm not sure if this is yours, but I believe it is, and that's the A-10.
The A-10, Mr. Chair, is my amendment. Again, this is another project that has been on the screen for a few years. And Mr. Chair, you're well aware of this. It's a veterans nursing home in our area. And we did the Veterans Administration did a survey within the last 2 years that came up with our area as the number one area for the next federal nursing home in the state, which is probably going to be the last. And so this was an attempt. This is an attempt, Mr. Chair, to provide $9 million to get that bonding project of the veterans nursing home in our area in the Brainerd, Crosby, Little Falls, Pequot area. And Mr. Chair, having understood again, I would hope that you would keep it on the radar screen for a possible second bonding bill. I know you will. I know you're supportive of that, and you're a man of your word, and I appreciate that and respect that. So I'll at this point, because of the $9 million allocation, I will pull this amendment as well.
Appreciate that, Representative Warren, and yes, I do support this, but I will add a caveat here. With any veterans affairs things we do with facilities like this, right now the federal government isn't going to fund anything new, so we could build an elaborate building. We would not be able to put anybody into the building to be cared for or anyone in there to care for them. So until that's settled, we're kind of in limbo with that. So thank you for withdrawing that. Are there any other amendments? Would anyone from the public like to testify for or against this bill? Any further discussion to the bill as amended?
Just that, and I might, I would have hoped that maybe there were some people who would have testified right now. This could potentially be our last meeting. And that's, I think, the anxiety that everybody has. It's so unclear. We're so close to the end of session. And many of us do believe that the bonding bill is absolutely one way, one of putting people to work in construction, but also in if these projects are well chosen, building the local economy in a region in such a way that we end up with a healthier state as well. And I suspect there are people out there who have other interests, and at some point we're going to have to, everybody's got to find their voice, I think, on this issue. There's got to be some public.
Well, I know the Vikings are looking for a home, but I don't think they'll fit in our building. Well, then the chair will renew his motion that House File 959, as amended, be passed and sent to the Committee on Ways and Means. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Motion prevails. Members, we are done for now, and I would agree with Representative Hausman that we probably won't have another hearing this session, but we could have one in June in the next session. So. With that, the meeting is adjourned.